I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sharp election disputes have moved Liberia inches away from another civil war. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf beat opponent Winston Tubman in a runoff election, but voter turnout was minuscule. The low response was blamed on a boycott called by Tubman, who claimed fraud during the first election. Rumors of war have concerned evangelist Sammy Tippett, who has several ministries there.
There have been a number of groups in there, including us, who are in and really trying to help rebuild the country, and it's been going very well. However, if war breaks out, it's like everything that's been done would just be destroyed.
Pray for a peaceful resolution. Next, Thailand's prime minister warns that high waters may last until next year. The United States this week announced a $10 million aid package as recovery begins. AMG International has two child care centers in central Thailand, neither of which suffered damage. But residents desperately need food, water, medicine, and boats. It's another opportunity for AMG to be involved with sharing the compassion of Christ by meeting both physical and spiritual needs. And it appears that special forces know where Lord's Resistance Army group leader Joseph Kony is. Africa Inland Mission's Wendy Atkins is in the Central African Republic. She says they've seen LRA troops giving up en masse. The scars of warfare run deep.
Since December of 2009, 966 people have been killed by the LRA and 1,810 have been abducted. When you look at those numbers, they may not seem huge, but behind each one of those deaths or those abductions, you've got a village that's been upset. You've got a church that's basically been dispersed.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.